Shalom to all! You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the sixth Ali in Parsha's Balak, that's Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Zayin. And we've already learned that Bilam had tried twice to curse Klal Yisrael, but instead Hashem had told him to bless them, and now we learn of his third and final try. And the Pasuk tells us, Vayim Balak HaBilam, and Balak said to Bilam, L'chanu HaKacha, come now and I shall take you on Makayim Acher to a different place, Ulai Yishar B'nei Elokim V'Kabais L'Misham, perhaps it's going to be straight in the eyes of Hashem, and you'll curse them for me from there. Veikach Balak as Bilam, and Balak took Bilam Reish HaPa'ar to the top of the Pa'ar Nishkaf al Pinay Yishimon that gazes out on the face of the Yishimon. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Ches. Reish HaPa'ar, Kaisim Gadol Haya Balak. Balak was a great sorcerer, like we've said in the previous Aliyah. V'Rashi Nasid and Lokas Haidei Pa'ar, and he saw that they're going to end up being struck, they're going to end up having some mishap happen to them because of Pa'ar. V'Loya Haidei Abameh, but he didn't know what it was. Amar, so he said, Shema Kol Tochalim Yisham, perhaps that's where the curse is going to be able to take a hold of them from there. V'chein Kol Chesim Kachavim, also anyone that looks at the stars, Rain V'em Yodim Arain, they see something, they just don't know what exactly they're seeing, so they try to interpret it one way or another. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chavtes, Vayimer Bilam and Balak, and Bilam said to Balak, B'nei li bazeh shiva mizbechas, build for me seven mizbechas, v'chein li bazeh shiva parim shiva ilim, and prepare for me on them seven parim and seven ilim. V'yaz Balak asher amar Bilam, and Balak did as Bilam said, v'yal par v'ayal ba'mizbech, and he brought up a par and ayal on the mizbech. V'yar Bilam and Bilam saw ki toiv b'ein Hashem l'varach Yisrael, that it was good in the eyes of Hashem to bless Klal Yisrael, v'loy halach kapal mefam likras nechashim, and he didn't go like each time likras nechashim, v'yashas el midbar panav, and he set his face towards the midbar. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed. Vayar Bilam Kitav. Amar he said, Ani tzarch livdek oid b'kosh baruch hu. I don't have to check Hashem to see whether or not he wants to curse Klal Yisrael. Ki lo yechpatz l'kalam. He doesn't want to curse them. Vayar halach kepam b'fam. Kasher asr shtei pamim. He didn't do like the previous two times. Likras nechashim. L'nachesh ulai yikar Hashem l'kras l'kertzonei. To see whether or not is Hashem going to chance upon him and do like his will. Amar he said, Rites and v'lay rites l'kalam. Ahaz kerev v'nesem. I'm just going to mention their sins. V'klala al haskars v'nesem tachol. And then the klala is going to rest on this fact that I was able to mention their sins. V'yashas el midbar panav, kitar gumai. Back to Chumash Pasuk Beis. V'yisa Bilam Maseinov, and Bilam raised his eyes. V'yaris Yisrael, and he saw Yisrael, sheikh l'shvatav, living according to their shvatim. V'atihi olav ruach alukim, and the spirit of Hashem was on him. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk Beis. V'yisa Bilam Maseinov, v'ikish l'hachnes b'yam ayin ra. When he raised his eyes, he wanted to instill in them ayin hara. V'reish l'chagil midaisav, and here we have a completion of the three midais, the three character traits expressed by Bilam. Ayin ra, ruach gavaya v'nefesh uchava, hamruom l'mala. Shechem l'shvatav, ra kol shevet shevet shechem l'atzmai v'inamai raven. He saw that each shevet was dwelling by themselves and they didn't mix. Ra she'en peschem chuvanim zeh k'neged zeh. He saw that their tents were not facing each other, meaning the opening of their tents weren't facing each other. Shelo yatetz l'seich el chaver, said each person shouldn't look into the tent of his friend. Vati yalav ruach alikim, ala b'liba shelay kalam. Then it went into his heart that he shouldn't curse them. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, v'yisa m'shalai v'amar, and he delivered his mashal, and he said, Noam Bilam b'nai Ba'ar, the words of Bilam, the son of Ba'ar, Noam Hagever Shesum Ha'ayin, and the words of the man who is Shesum Ha'ayin, meaning the pierced eye. Rashi goes at length explaining that he was blind, he was missing one eye, so he's called Shesum Ha'ayin, pierced eye. Noam Shemeh Divekel, words of the one that hears the sayings of God, Asher Machse Shakai Yechze, that sees the vision of Shakai, Noifel Uglei Noyim, fallen and uncovered eyes. Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalet, explains, what does that mean? Noifel Uglei Noyim. Pshute Kitar Hashem usually didn't appear to him except if it was nighttime and when he's sheichev, when he's lying down. When Hashem revealed himself to Bilam, he wasn't able to stand on his feet. If he would fall on his face, because he was uncircumcised, and it was mias, it was disgusting, it was repulsive to be in front of Hashem standing up straight. So back to Chumash Pasuk Hey, now Bilam starts praising Klal Yisrael. How goodly are your tents, Yaakov. Mishkan Asecha Yisrael, your dwelling places Yisrael, kinechalim nitayu, like streams spread out, kiganos alei nahar, like gardens by a river, ka'alim nata Hashem, like aloe planted by Hashem, ka'arizim alei mayim, like cedars by water. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Hey, Matayvu Alecha, Al Shara Peschem, She'inam Chuvanim Zem Yulzeh. This is because he saw the opening of their tents, they were not facing each other. Mishkan Asecha, Chani Asecha, Kitar Gumai. Davar Acha, another way of understanding this. Matayvu Alecha, Matayvu Oil, Shilai Ubeselam Biyishuvan. How great are the tents of Shilai, which is the Mishkan and Shilai, and Beis Elam is the Beis HaMikdash, when they are B'Yishuvan, meaning when they are settled, and we had the Mishkan and we had the Beis HaMikdash. Shema Kriven Bahem Karbonus L'Chaper Aleichem, Karbonus could be brought in them to be as an atonement for Klal Yisrael. And Mishkan Yisecha, Af Kshein Chareven, even when they're destroyed, L'Fishein Mashkan Aleichem, because they are Mashkan for Klal Yisrael, they are collateral for Klal Yisrael, the Chorban Kampar Al Nefashos, and the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, that is a Kampar kapara, that's an atonement for the people themselves. Shenemar, it says, Kila Hashem is chamasai, v'makila v'yatzis eish b'tzion. And back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin, now Balak begins with a bracha, Yizal mayim midoyoy, water shall flow from his buckets, v'zare b'mayim rabim, and his seed shall be by abundant water, v'yarim ma'agag malkoy, and his king shall be exalted over Agag, v'sinasei malchusoy, and his kingdom shall be raised. Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin, let's take a look at the third Rashi, v'yarim ma'agag malkoy, melech rishon shalhem, their first king, talking about Shal HaMelech, Yichbash is Agag Melech Amalek, he shall be able to conquer Agag, who is the king of Amalek, V'sinasei Malchusoy, and his kingdom shall be raised, Shal Yaakov Yeser V'Yeser, meaning the kingdom of Yaakov shall be raised even more, Sheyavei Achrav David U'Shloimai, after Shal HaMelech comes David and Shloimai. Back to Chumash Pasuk Ches, Kel Meitzim Mitzrayim, the God that brought him out of Mitzrayim, Kisei Afais Re'im Loi, like the intensity of his loftiness, Yoichal Goyim Tzarov, he shall consume the nations, his enemies, V'atzmeisehem Yugarim, and his bones he shall break, Mechitz of Yimchatz, and his portion he shall take as his share. Let's just see the first Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches, Kel Meitzim Mitzrayim, Mi Garim Lohem Agdul Azayis, who causes this greatness for them, to have Shalom Melech, David and Shlomo, Kel Meitzim Mitzrayim, that's the God which has taken them out of Mitzrayim. V'sakef V'rum Shaloi Yoichal Sagayim, Shem Sarav, with his greatness and his loftiness, he's going to consume all of the Goyim that are his enemies. Let's go back to Pasuk Tes. Kara Shachav Ka'ari Uchlavi. He lay and crouched like a lion and a levi. Mi Kimenu. Who can stand him up? Mevarchecha Baruch, Varecha Arur. Those who bless you, they are blessed, and those who cursed you, they are accursed. Vayichar Af Balak El Bilam, and the anger of Balak flared against Bilam. Vayispak his kapov, and he clapped his hands. Vayomer Balak El Bilam, and Balak said to Bilam, Lakai Vayvai Kurasicha, I have brought you here to curse my enemies. Vihine Brach Tabarech, and behold, you bless them. Zeshalish Pa'amim, this three times. Va'ata Brachel Chomokamecha, and now run away back to your place. Amarti Kabeda Kabecha, I said that I was going to honor you. Vine Menacha Hashem Mikavid, but behold, Hashem has prevented you from receiving that honor. And Bilam said to Balak, Haloi Gamel Malachacha Asher Shalachti Eloi Dibarti Leimar, behold, even to the messengers that you sent to me, I have said, saying, Imitainli Balak Meloi Besa Kesev Ezov, even if Balak gives me his entire house full of silver and gold, Loi Ucha Lavers Pi Hashem, I am not able to transgress the word of Hashem, Lasois Toivai Ramali Bi, to do either good or bad from my own heart. Asher Yadaber Hashem, Oisei Yadaber, that which Hashem speaks, that I shall speak. And let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Lavers Pi Hashem, over here, he didn't say Lavras Pi Hashem Eloi Kai like he said originally. Why not? Now he knows that he has fallen out of favor in Hashem's eyes, so he didn't even call him Eloi Kai. He just said Lavras Pi Hashem. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the last Aliyah to see how the story concluded. But for now, Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha. And today, we're going to be learning the last Aliyah in Parsha's Balak, that is Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Yod Dalet. And we have already learned the three times Bilam tried to curse Klal Yisrael. It didn't work. Instead, Hashem told him he has to bless Klal Yisrael. And now Balak had sent him home. And the Pasuk tells us, Va'ata, and now, this is Bilam speaking, Hineni Halech La'ami, behold, I'm going to go to my nation. L'cha kam yatzacha asher yasa. I'm going to advise you that which this people is going to do to your people in the end of days. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod Dalet. Halech La'ami. Me'ata reini kishar ami. Now I'm just like the rest of my nation. Shenestal kosh baruch hu me'olai. Hashem has removed himself from me. L'kach yotzecha, ma'alal chalasais, what you should do. U'mahi o'etza, what was this advice? El'kem shel elu seni zimahu, their God hates adultery, and we're going to learn later on what exactly happened. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Tezvav. Vayisa mishalai ve'amar, and he proclaimed this parable, and he said, Nu'om bilam b'nai ba'ar, the words of Bilam, the son of Baar, and words of the man missing an eye. We've already said that he was missing his eye, he was blind in one eye. Noam Shemea Imrekel, the words of the one that hears the words of Hashem, das Elyon, and he knows Das Elyon. Rashi explains this to mean that he knows the moment that Hashem gets angry every day. Machazeh Shakai Yechazeh, he sees the vision of Shakai, Noifil Gulei Noim, fallen and uncovered eyes. And now Bilam goes on to describe the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Enu V'lai Ato, I see it, but not now. Ashirenu V'lai Karev, I view it, but not near. Meaning the greatness of Klal Yisrael is soon to come. Darach Kechav Miyakov, a star shot forth from Yaakov, V'kam Shevet Miyisrael, and a staff has risen from Yisrael. This is referring to a king that's going to arise that dominates and rules. Umachatz Pasei Mayev, he shall strike the extremes of Mayev. This is referring to David HaMelech. V'karkar Kol B'nei Sheis, and dig out or undermine all the sons of Sheis, referring to all the nations who are the children of Sheis. V'haya Edom Yireisha, V'haya Yireisha, Seir Aivav, and Edom, who's the children of Esav, and Seir will be the conquest of their enemies. V'Yisrael Eisachayil, and Yisrael is going to attain wealth. V'Yerd Mi'Yakov, and a ruler is going to come from Yaakov, referring to Melech HaMashiach. V'Hevid Sarid Me'ir, and destroy the remnant of the city, referring to Rome. V'Yaris Amalek, and he saw Amalek, meaning he saw the punishment that it was going to come to Amalek. V'Yisa Mishlev Yamar, and he proclaimed his parable, and he said, Reishis Gaim Amalek, the first of nations is Amalek, meaning the first to wage war against Klal Yisrael. V'Achrisa Adei Oved, and its end is eternal destruction by the Yidden. V'Yaris HaKeni, and then he saw the Keni, who are descendants of Yisrael, and they live near Amalek. So once he started talking about Amalek, he now in his vision saw Keni, who live near Amalek, Vayisam Shalai Vahamar, and he proclaimed this parable, and he said, Eson Meshavecha, your dwelling is strong, Vesim Basela Kinecha, and place a rock in your nest, Ki Im Yelevarikayin, because even if Keni shall be exiled or eliminated, Adma Asher Tishbecha, until how far can Asher take you captive already? And now that he had mentioned Asher already, he continued, Vayisam Shalai Vahamar, he proclaimed his parable, and he said, Oy, woe, mi yichem yisum akel, who can live when Hashem imposes these? Meaning, who can escape from the decree that Ashur is going to come and mix up all the nations? V'tzimiyad kitim, but then great ships are going to come from kitim, which is referring to the Romans. V'inu Ashur, v'inu Aver, and they're going to afflict Ashur and the other side. V'gam hu'ad Eved, and also he will eventually be destroyed. V'yakam Bilam, and then Bilam got up. V'yelech v'yashem kaimai, and he went and returned to his place. V'gam Balak halachadarkai, and Balak also went to his place. And now the pasuk tells us, v'yeshev Yisrael bashitim, and Yisrael dwelled in Shittim, v'yachel ha'am liznais al b'nais Mayav, and the nation began to act immorally with the daughters of Mayav. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. Bashitim, kach shma, that's the name, liznais al b'nais Mayav, aydei atzas Bilam kitisa b'chelek, this was the advice of Bilam, perk chelek, the last perk of Sanhedrin, details this in great detail and tells us that Bilam actually had given advice to Balak that if you want Klal Yisrael to fall, so then you shall get them to act immorally and promiscuously, and that's the way that Hashem is going to get them. So they started acting promiscuously with the daughters of Mayav. Back to Chumash Pasuk Beis, what exactly do the daughters of Mayav do? Vatekren al'am, and they called the nation, lezivchei Eloheihen, to the sacrifices of their gods. Vayachal am, so the nation ate, vayishtachvu lehen, and they bowed down to their gods. Vayitzamed Yisrael Baal Pa'ar, and Yisrael became attached to Baal Pa'ar, which is the name of their god. Vayicharaf Hashem b'Yisrael, and the anger of Hashem burned against Klal Yisrael. Let's see Rashi over your pasuk beis, vayishtachvu lehen, kishetakaf Yitzur elav, when a person's Yitzur, it grabbed him, and it was at the peak of the intensity, vayimrullah, and he told her, Hishami li, consent to me to do the Avera, vihi matzialoi dmos Pa'ar mecheka vayimersloi, so she would take out an image of Pa'ar, of the Avayda Zara, from her chest and say, Hishtach v'lezeh, bow down to this. So next pasuk Rashi tells us, Pa'ar, al shem shepar in the fun of piyat habas umitzin rei, because they would expose in front of it the opening of their backside and expel excrement. V'zoy avodasei, this was the way to serve Baal Pa'ar, and this is what they did. V'yichar af Hashem b'Yisrael, shalach behem hagefa, he struck them with the plague. So back to Chumash pasuk Dalad, V'yem Rashi al Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, kachas kol Rashi ha'am, take all the leaders of the nation, the heads of the nation, v'hoika oisam l'Hashem neged ha'shamesh, and hang them. Hang not the leaders of the nation, hang the people that are doing Avodah Zarah and they're sinning, hang them in front of the sun. The Yashav Charei Naf Hashem Yisrael, and then the anger of Hashem is going to be removed from Yisrael. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk Dalad. Kachas Rashi Ha'am, Lishbaitis Avdim L'Pa'ar, in order to judge those that are serving Pa'ar, V'haika Aysam, as Avdim, the ones that are serving it, V'haika Hitliya, this means hang them, K'moshim Tzinu B'nei Shol, V'haikanim L'Hashem, Misham Tliya Mefireshes, V'haivdei Avayselin B'skila V'chol Niskalim Nitlin, Negan Hashemesh. What does that mean, Negan Hashemesh, in front of the sun, Le'in Kol, meaning in full view of everyone. U'medjish Hagad, and the Medjish tells us, Hashemesh Medias Sachaitim, the sun is going to show who are the sinners. Ha'anan Nikmal Mekinegdai, the Anan, the cloud, peeled back and removed itself from that person. V'cham Zerachas Olav, and the sun shone on that person who is a sinner. So back to Chumash Pasuk Hei, V'yemer Moshe Shef to Yisrael, and Moshe said to the judges of Yisrael, Hirgu Ish Anoshev, each man should kill his men, Hanitzmadim L'Baal Pa'ar, that have attached themselves to Baal Pa'ar. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Hei, Hirgu Ish Anoshev, Kol Echad Ve'echad Medayon Yisrael, each one of the judges, Hayhirik Shnaim, killed two people. V'dayani Yisrael, Shiva Riba Yishmenes Alafim, Kedisab Sanhedrin, there was 78,000 judges. That means 78,000 times two, that's how many people were killed. Back to Chumash Pasuk Vav, V'hine Ish B'nei Yisrael, and behold, there was a man from Yisrael, Ba, he came, V'yakrev El Echav Es HaMidyanis, and he brought the Midyanis, the Midianite woman, to his brothers, L'enei Moshe, in front of Moshe, L'enei called As B'nei Yisrael, in front of all the assembly of B'nei Yisrael, V'heim Abaychem Pesach HaOmayid, and they were crying at the entrance of the Ha'omayid. Now what's going on over here? Pasuk Vav, V'hine Ish, Niskabtsu Shifta Shel Shimon Etzel Zimri. The Shevet of Shimon, they went and they gathered right by Zimri, Shehayah Nasi Shelohem. He was their leader, V'amru Lahi, and they told him, Anani Danu Misa, we're being judged right now, we're going to be killed. V'ata Yoshev, you're just sitting here and doing nothing. K'di'isa V'elohian Nisrafin. And describes over there how he gathered a large number of people to go against Moshe Rabbeinu. Esa Midyanis, who's this Midyanis? Kazbi Bas Sur, she was actually a very important woman. La'ini Moshe in front of Moshe. Amru Lahi said to him, Moshe, Zua Sura Imitaris, is this woman permitted or Asur? Imtim Rasur, if you're going to say she's Asur, Bas Yisrael Miyatir Lacha, who permitted you to marry the daughter of Yisrael? She was a Midyanis, so why am I not allowed to be with the Midyanis? K'di'isa Hasam, again, like it's described over there. Behema Baichim, why were they crying? Nis Amenu Alacha, they forgot about the Alacha that anyone who's Bail and Aramis, anyone that's together with an Aramean woman, so someone who's a Kanoi is allowed to attack them. Go Kulim Bibchia, so everyone burst out weeping. Be'egel Amen Moshe Kenaget Shishim Riboy, when it was the Egel Azov, Moshe Benu stood up against 600,000 people. Shinemar says in the Pasuk, V'yitchan Az Shardak, he took care of everything. V'kan Rafu Yadav, and over here he became weak, meaning over here he didn't have an answer, he didn't know what to do. El Kadesh Yavai Pinchas Vitos Royloi, the only reason why Hashem had Moshe Rabbeinu forget this halacha is so that Pinchas could come and take what was fitting for him. So let's go back to Chumash, Pasuk Zayin. Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, and Pinchas the son of Elazar, son of Aaron HaKohen, saw Vayakim Itaycha Eda, and he got up from among the assembly, Vayikach Raimach B'yaday, and he took a spear in his hand, Vayavai Achar Ish Yisrael al Kuba, and he went after the man into his tent, Vayidkar Shnehem, and he pierced both of them, as Ish Yisrael, the Jewish man, as Hayisha, and the woman, El Kabasat, into her stomach, Vateatzar HaMagefa Mal B'nei Yisrael, and the Magefa, the plague, was stopped from B'nei Yisrael. Vayu Amesim Magefa, Arba V'Esrim Aleph, and the ones that had died in the plague, that was 24,000. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin, Vayar Pinchas, Ra Ma'asav Nizkar Halacha, he saw what was being done, and then he remembered the Halacha. Amar Lele Moshe, he told Moshe, Mekublani Mimcha, I've accepted the following Halacha from you, Habayel Aramis, someone that cohabits with an Aramis, Kanoim Pagimbay, someone who's zealous is allowed to attack them, is allowed to take care of the situation. Armelaisa Moshe told him, Karyana di Garta, the one that reads the letter, Ihuleve Parvanka, let him be the messenger. Meaning, you said the halacha, you're the one that read the letter, so to speak, so you can be the one to carry it out. Miyad, immediately, Veikach Remich Miyadai, he took a spear in his hand. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches, El Hakuba, El Ha'il into the tent, El Kabasa into her stomach, Kamayal Chayayim Vakeva. And Rashi tells us, why is it the Pasuk has to say that it went into her stomach? Why is that important to know? Kivein b'seich zachar shel zimri v'nakvas shela, the spear went into his male member, into her female organ, v'ro kulam shloi l'china maragam, and everyone was able to see that he didn't kill them for naught, they were in the middle of doing the avera. V'harba nisim nasulai, there were many nisim that were done over there, k'di'isa hasam, again, like it says in the last parak of Sanhedrin. We're going to stop here for the day. With this, we conclude Parshas Balak. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.